去。
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is the 24th day of June, 2007. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. What we do here every Sunday is chronicle, at least attempt to take a strike at, the open, complete establishment of world government, a new dark age of tyranny, the destruction of any liberty in any nation on the face of the earth, the rise of private corporations bigger than governments, creating private security forces, giant child kidnapping rings, huge slave factories worldwide, the dollar being devalued, the public turning into scumbag, decadent, mindless yuppies, total abolishment of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, domestic FEMA camps being built, the president declaring himself supreme dictator, the Democrats running around looting and stealing viciously with pure hatred of America, the police running around frothing at the mouth, lying continually, festooning themselves in black ringwraith uniforms, racial conflict exploding everywhere, absolute degeneration and destruction of the family, everything falling apart. That's basically what's going on, and we graph this. And it just completely falls off the edge in the next few years. I don't even know what to say to everybody. I just hope you enjoy what you've done. I hope you enjoy what your denial and your lying about what we faced. I hope you enjoy what you've created. And like I said, just keep laughing and just keep giggling and just keep snickering. And just festoon your vehicle with your local sports team logos and just go drink a bunch of beer and liquor and enjoy yourselves. And that's basically the end of the show today. All right, let me get a little more serious here with you today. All reporters earlier this week, Infowars.com reporters working for WeAreChange.org, went and interviewed Michael Moore, and he said, yeah, 9/11 could be an inside job, and the government could be involved in it and could be behind it. Big departure from what Moore has said in the past, claiming that the government was just completely inept, a bunch of buffoons who can build giant nuclear-powered supercarriers of the Gerald R. Ford class and can shoot cruise missiles down your chimney or create a bioweapon that will suck the paint off your house and give you orange afros, as they say. They can't do anything else, though. They can run secret sets of books and own the entire stock market and have mechanized forces that can come into your house and slit your throat when you never knowing it, but they can't carry out 9/11. Oh, no, they just can't run anything. But he has certainly changed his view on that. Some good news, you know, I attack the public because we've, including myself, I'm a fat slob, lazy and stupid just as well, but not as lazy and stupid as most people. That's what scares me. We've got 14% approval rating for Congress total. That's super good news because usually one party's in favor, one party's out of favor. No, now people do know the government is a stinking pack of bloodthirsty criminals, blackmailed. Believe me, public, you can't imagine how bad it really is. But at least you're now having some awakening that there's a problem. You're feeling a tingle at the back of your neck, and that's your survival mechanism kicking in through all of your decadence. Oh, my God. When I saw this headline this morning up on PrisonPlanet.com, and I saw it up on the Drudge Report as well, before I read it, I knew what I would read. Not because I'm a genius, because I've already read about this class of brain lobotomizing agents is really brain altering. This is actually the equivalent of nanotech. Well, there's no equivalent. Viruses are nanotech. Bacteria are the original nanotech. But viruses, even more so, they're just not man-made. And so a lot of times you hear about biotech companies, they're really just virus bioweapons facilities or bioengineering facilities, to put a non-positive or negative connotation to it. I read this and I knew what I'd read, and there certainly did say it in the second page. A jab to halt Alzheimer's could be available within a few years. And then you read it, and it's a live virus. And it goes in and breaks up plaques in the brain. But it's in the same class of viruses that create plaques in the brain. So you can't have your brain plaque and eat it too. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, for the stupid twits, they're going to email me and say, we don't want to hear from you, you're not a doctor. Hey, moron. I'm not a doctor. I read what hundreds of the top doctors read. I read medical publications, okay? And I read FDA write-ups and EU write-ups and British Medical Society write-ups, and I read the actual studies and the actual reports for approval of these drugs for experimental testing. I read the laboratory results. I don't read the baseball scores. Though I wish in a better world I did have time to do such things. Okay? So, you better take the thumb out of your fat mouth, and you need to go read this for yourself. Because this is going to affect you, because they're trying to make the public already in England and the EU take this stuff. And it goes in with live viruses that have a field day in the tissues of your brain. This is a nanotech situation. That dovetails with the whole cervical cancer shot, which is also a live virus. There's been some new developments there, so I'll go over some of that a little bit later. I'm trying to not be nasty, folks, but I'm in a real nasty mood. And it's because my life's going great, my family's great. I have a lot of things I want to do. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't feel like I'm doing anybody a favor. I'm just pissed off. You really want to get down to the bottom line that things are as bad as they are. I mean, this is all off the chart, the stuff I got here today. And I just keep hoping that the next little plotting, as I look at the chart here, picture the old maritime analogy of somebody with a compass plotting the chart, going across the chart. I just keep hoping the roadmap I'm looking at doesn't continue to go on in the same direction. Long before George Bush got into office, the entire federal government spent most of its energy and time lying to the public on one hand, and then the other running around like busy bees building the architecture of martial law, mass FEMA camps, mass control, and the destruction of the United States and the merger with the North American Union, then a Pan-American Union to be merged with the Asian Pacific Union, and then to be merged with the EU. And that's all they did, was build FEMA camps with love and crafting and to man them and to hire foreign troops. And to we're driving along the day before Thanksgiving in 98, and there's U.S. Army out searching vehicles, and we pull up and they say, turn your cameras off. And then the FBI messes up and pulls up and says, get out of here, but we'll give you the public press release. He gives us a classified document. It's been up on PrisonPlanet.com for 8-9 years now. And it was how they were going to totally take over America. It happened to fall directly into our hands, and we happen to have video of the FBI giving it to us. It's not just like we claim we have this document. We have the FBI giving it to us. That's why we knew all this. They want police and military in the streets so they can take your $3 million house, you stupid yuppie. They want it so they can take everything we've got. And instead, you're at the country club thinking you're members of the establishment. Same thing for you dirty leg hippies. None of you are anything until you get your head screwed on and figure out what's happening in the real world. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Yeah.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Look, I'm going to boil it down to all of you out there to make it real simple. Throughout history, government has always been the most dangerous force to free humanity and individuals that want to be left alone. The majority of the time, they just publicly called you slaves and ran you like a bunch of farm animals out on the plantation. I mean, going back to Rome, Babylon, you name it. Now, today, the governments are there to make sure the public doesn't find out how screwed we've all been, while they set up a police state control grid to finally enslave the entire public. Now, I remember the old-timers telling me they were getting ready for martial law and going to have foreign troops and going to merge us with Europe and all of this, and Then I remember learning they were having urban warfare drills all over the country, and I got federal documents, and I had troops give them to me, and emergency managers gave them to me, and I got them from the FBI, and we put it in films, my three police state films, which you can watch for free on Google Video, by the way. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I think that says it all. And they are training to put you in camps, take your property, arrest everyone, just on a sector-by-sector basis. And everything the federal government, continuity of government, underground facilities, bases, refurbishing, it's all about that. While at the same time using propaganda to make you think you're part of the system and that you're part of the elites. And so when Bill Clinton left office, everybody went, oh, I thought Bill Clinton was going to have martial law. I thought Bill Clinton was going to get us. And I said, no. I've been saying for 2 years, this is before Bill Clinton left, that it was going to be handed over to a Republican. And now I'm saying it's going to be handed over to a Democrat. And they just keep increasing the powers. They keep building up this structure while simultaneously building more and more prisons, more and more laws. Oh, you draw a picture of an army man, prison time. Oh, you lay down on the ground when the police try to arrest you. That's assaulting them. Oh, you know, everything gets you into the system. Oh, you film the police. You're going to prison. Meanwhile, they publicly passed the John Warner Defense Authorization Act last year in perpetuity, funding, and putting into place that the governors are automatically have no power, the states have no power, and the executive, the president, not just Congress, but the executive is a dictator. Then they had, of course, last year, the Military Commissions Act, which said all U.S. citizens can be secretly arrested, secretly tried, secretly tortured, secretly executed, under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, and it's all right there. It says U.S. citizens, plain as day. And then Bush, May 9th, a few months ago, signs an executive order and a presidential decision directive at the same time. Just type in Presidential Directive 51, go to the White House own website, read it for yourself. It's clearly a presidential decision directive, but for some reason it doesn't come up top link with that. Just Presidential Directive 51 comes up. You'll be at whitehouse.gov for yourself. And it just says for any environmental reason, any economic reason, or any reason anywhere in the world, the president wants, he's supreme dictator over the Congress. Everything has no oversight. He just is the supreme. Now, the president, it said the president grants himself this new power. The president can't do that. I mean, I can't grant myself the new power of being above the law with murder. Oh, I grant Alex Jones the right to commit murder. Or John Doe has it. Well, I have ABC News here in front of me. ABC News. And it says, clear as day, that the Vice President Cheney declares that the VP not part of executive branch. Now, let me say that again. The VP declares himself not part of the executive branch. And let me go to another one here. I've got a bunch of different headlines. Here's another ABC News headline. Cheney power grab. Hey, that ain't me, folks. That's ABC News. Cheney power grab. I mean, see, I just want to live my life, folks. I'm mad at these people. And they're doing this scientifically with that dirty little Enron lawyer, Alberto Gonzalez, they got up there running things, that writes memos saying they can squeeze children to death with vices. It wasn't enough for that little perv to come out and say that they can torture children. They had to write descriptions in there about how they'd take a three-year-old and put him in a vise and crush him with it in front of their parents. Now, see, I guess there's something wrong with me. I guess that upsets me. And I empathize, and I realize, my God, if they can write memos and then have them do that all over the world at these camps, my God, and then talk radio gets up and says it's okay. My God, if they can do that to them, they can do it to any one of us. Don't you fools understand that? And listen, Cheney's probably going to leave office. Bush will probably leave office. And then Hillary's going to have all these new powers that by precedent doesn't mean they're lawful or legal, but it means they got them. Both the powers Hitler had already been given to him because they'd already eroded the checks and balances and their Bill of Rights in Germany in the Weimar Republic. I'm freaked out, folks. That's why I get up here and I'm mad. Believe me, I come in here and I go, I'm going to be calm. I want to be nice. And I just go, what is the reason? What is the point? Why in the hell should I get up here and act like everything's all right? Things aren't all right, folks. They're bad, okay? We're on the edge of total martial law. And this isn't 1986 when they set up Rex 84 and started building the FEMA camps and planning all this. This is 2007, folks, and they got the force to try it now. And let me tell you, they're not spending hundreds of billions a year on this to play tiddlywinks. They're planning to make a move. I don't know if it's next week or next year or 5 years from now. And let me tell you what they're planning to do. They're planning to take almost everything we got. And I don't want to sit there and laugh at you when they take your $500,000 house or they take your $5 million house or all these robber baron wannabes that contribute to Bush and the New World Order who think they're part of the establishment that live in this town where I sit up on their hilltops. You're nothing to these people. I've done the studying, folks. I've done the studying, and I've done it. Let me tell you something. The people that are running this country are the very same grandsons of the people that ran Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and the things that England and France did in Africa. They like killing people, and they like taking things, and they like dominating. They like being dictators. You understand that? Because if they get a dictatorship, folks, they get to get even more aggressive. Cheney Powergrad, he says, you know what, I'm not even under executive orders signed by other presidents or federal laws. We are above the law. Now, that's what Gonzalez said in those famous memos about we can torture people to death. We can take a three-year-old and put their body parts in a vise and crush them off in front of their parents, and we can kill people because the president is the law. Now, that's a load of bull. Now, that's why shows like 24, that's why Homeland Security throws parties for 24 on C-SPAN and says you are conditioning the public to accept it. They know 30-plus million people a week watch that and fantasize about torture of innocent people. You're being taught a new situational ethic. You're being totally warped, folks. Hitler didn't have national TV shows where they tortured Jews. Hitler didn't have that where they tortured gypsies and Christians and people wouldn't go along with it. Let me tell you what happened under the Nazi system, too. Let me tell you what happened under the Nazi system. Every little thug in your town who had the uniform on got to be his own little viceroy. Got to take over your business and run it for himself. Got to have your wife. See, not about what you can build or who you are, what you can do. You see, a lot of you think you're going to be exempt from this tyranny if you just go along with it. Bull. Tyranny isn't good for business, for the general public. So not a lot of you don't care about America, but you might care about yourselves. We'll come back and take calls.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Yeah, our phone system crashed out with all the callers on it. We went to the backup, so if you want to call back in at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, we'll get you up on the air. If you're listening locally in Central Texas off the mothership station that we broadcast out of, it's 836-0590. And we'll get those calls names lined back up and get you back up on air here. Appreciate the folks in there doing that. Let me cover some news right now. Listen, I'm not joking about these White House memos where they're so degenerate and so evil that they say, yeah, we could torture small children in front of their families, and then it came out that they do that. And I don't mean the public camp, the military laboratory. They admit it's a torture laboratory. They know everybody's innocent there. CIA deputy director went public a couple of years ago. In fact, we interviewed the CIA section chief who was over the Afghan operations in the war. This is directly from him. And they just admitted that they knew that the Taliban would just go grab whole villages that literally didn't even know where the U.S. was on a map or part of nothing and sell them for between $5,000 and $24,000 a piece per person, boys as young as 11 and up to old men. And they were totally innocent. And they would just load them on C-130s and fly them out to Gitmo for torture testing, where they have a CIA laboratory internally. This is mainstream news, by the way. Don't roll your neocon eyes. I want you to face up to your evil. Knowingly, those real kids tried to get us. No, they weren't, even if you believe the fairy tale about 9/11. These were innocent people. Hey, so what? Let them die. Like, thank you, tough. Well, you're going to be safe, too, with everything you got. So you think when you don't care about other people, you think you're going to be safe? That's what I do. Well, good, then. Just go ahead, then, you little punks. But I want you to know you're scum and you're weak, and you don't know history, and you don't know how dangerous the world is. My God, just this morning I was researching for Endgame. I'm finishing up right now. My new film. And, you know, I find these quotes by Zbigniew Brzezinski National Security Advisor, co-founder of Trilateral Commission, where he was supporting Pol Pot, killing millions. And I think, oh, God, this is on Wikipedia. This could be wrong. This encyclopedia is wrong sometimes. I go, this can't be true. I mean, I know he's evil. But I go, this can't be true. And then I'm on an official website of his, one of the think tanks he writes for, where he actually found the entire audio of it and the actual speech, where it was different from the quote I found. He was repeating it, and it was even worse. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. Because every major leader we've got, I've got them where they write books saying the killing millions of innocent people's good. I can find quotes where they're saying torture children. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I can find, I can just they're a pack of murdering killers. I mean, that's all I can tell you, folks. They are so bloodthirsty. They actually one-up each other. They brag to each other about how ruthless they are. And then they start talking about how they want to get the American people and how they can't wait to get you. I see y'all running around like a bunch of children. I see these men when I'm at the pool or when I'm at the movies or when I'm at the mall or when I'm on the street. I see these men, and they're real proud. They strut. They stick their chin up. You see their girlfriend or wife behind them just really getting into how manly their man is. And they're real. And you'll see them just enjoy opening up their car and getting in it. And just you'll just see them loving life and feeling like they're $1 million and nothing can stop them. And I'm not even saying any of that's bad. But I know that they're so haughty that if I was to talk to them and go, hey, there's a plan for world government. There's a plan to take your freedom. There's a plan to, I need you to rally to fight this. They're just like, there ain't nothing can touch me. Everything's great. Just like Germans, just like Russians, just like the Chinese, just like everybody else. You got to learn for yourself, don't you? Most of you don't know history, and that's why you're doomed to repeat it. And I come across Bush claims oversight exemption 2. The White House says the president's own order on classified data does not apply to the office of the vice president. Now their own orders don't apply to them. And I got former Soviet dissident warns of EU dictatorship. I'll get into that later if I want. But let me cover this now, and then we'll go to some of your calls. This is out of the Associated Press today. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Cameron's bag raises a few eyebrows. And yeah, I talked about this last week. When you walk up to me and you're wearing a communist star, frankly, just don't talk to me because, I mean, I really have a compulsion to punch you in the nose. I mean, really. I mean, it's not a – I see you as a threat. Believe me, if I saw somebody – and I've been out protesting skinheads before, folks. And they got big Nazi flags and Nazi armbands, and I want to punch them in the nose. Now, I don't do it, but plus most of them are feds, and I'd go to prison for punching a federal officer. That's why there's so many cops guarding them. Oh, you don't believe me? Just out in Orlando a few months ago, it turned out the whole rally was FBI people. It was just all staged. Those groups aren't real. So, yeah, that's why there's so much police protection. You go out and have your protest, you're not going to have that much. They got to protect the feds out there creating the illusion of all this. But my point is that, I mean, I feel violent towards it. Because, folks, Hitler only caused the deaths of 22 million. That's terrible. But as Stalin said, when one man dies, it's a statistic. When a million die, it is a – or when one man dies, it's a – get the exact – I always said when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. I actually was searching for the actual quote. It was in the Russian archives. It was in a speech. I said it many times. And on radio, it is when one man dies, it is a tragedy. When a million dies, it's a statistic. They killed over 120 million people. From Pol Pot to Mao Zedong to Vladimir Lenin and all of them. Stalin. Mr. Steele. And so you got this young Hollywood starlet. And she's out there, and she's out in Peru, and no doubt she did this on purpose. She probably wanted to think, she's probably scared going to those places she's visiting, so she thinks, oh, Shining Path will like me. Shining Path would come into a village, and if you didn't convert, they would kill everyone, including newborn babies. They would cut babies out of women. They would do whatever they wanted for terror, and thank God they failed. Actress Cameron Diaz appears to have committed a major fashion crime in Peru. Oh, see, it's a cute little joke here from the Associated Press. The voice of Princess Fiona and the animated Shrek films may have inadvertently offended Peruvians. Well, how dare them? By the way, it wasn't the Trendies come up. It was the Little Peasants, because they knew what it meant. What she had on there was the banners that the Shining Path used. They were scared. They were freaking out. It's real funny to the Trendies. Oh, look at them. They're scared. They don't like me having been slaughtered. Oh, they're not cool. They suffered decades of violence from a Maoist guerrilla insurgency by touring there on Friday with a bag emblazoned with one of Mao Zedong's favorite political slogans. Wonder how those little Peruvian immigrants feel when they're up in Denver, where they've got Mao's restaurant. They've got one in London. All the Trendies, you just can't keep them out. They love going to eat at Mao's restaurant and buying all the paraphernalia. While she explored the Inca city of Machu Picchu, high in the Peruvian Andes, Diaz wore over her shoulder an olive-green messenger bag emblazoned with a red star and the words, "Serve the people." Yeah, he sure served them when he killed at least 60 mil. Actual number above 70 mil. It will be conservative. "Serve the people," printed in Chinese on the flap, perhaps Chinese communist leader Mao's most famous political slogan. And in another article about it, she said that there's just something about Mao. Yeah, gibbering demon creatures like Mike Tyson like him too. Making 20, 30 mil a fight, and he's got Mao Zedong on his arm. Okay? I mean, to make up for the number he killed, you'd have to have three Hitlers on you. But again, the media doesn't ever tell you it's bad, because David Rockefeller and the globalists, they wrote books about it, helped fund Mao, that now admits that the CIA put Mao in over the nationalist. And again, the people running America wanted the Khmer Rouge. The people running America now put Mao in. The people running America want to do that here. You understand that, Cameron Diaz? It says the Maoist Shining Path insurgency took Peru to the edge of chaos in the 1980s and 90s in a campaign of massacres, assassinations, and bombings, claiming the lives of 70,000 people. Yeah. So keep your Mao BS. Excuse me, I'm out of control today. Keep it to yourself! Keep it to yourself, you scum! And keep all of the rest of your bull to yourself. We'll be right back with your calls.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Fire.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Here's an example of how the New World Order is all around us. In the KLBJ studios where I broadcast out of, they've got the television on with Gordon Brown, the new British Prime Minister, with Tony Blair leaving. Now, I happen to have the skinny on Gordon Brown. He publicly gives speeches calling for world government, destruction of England's sovereignty, openly. He calls himself a conservative. He's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. It's just sick. And, man, you talk about scary when this guy talks. He's got eyes that look like a great white shark's, completely dead. But it's the words that matter. And I just start thinking about what they're doing. I mean, here in the U.S., Dick Cheney and Bush have announced they're above the law, even their own federal laws, even their own executive orders. They're above all laws, including murder and torture. And that's in White House memos now. And it's just, this is ABC News. Cheney power grab. It says White House rules don't apply to him. Let me pull up some more for you. Cheney declares VP not part of executive branch, autonomous from entire government and all laws. I mean, folks, we are in trouble. Here's an editorial about it. Cheney exempts himself from reality. But again, Dick Cheney is nothing but a complete puppet who runs the now offshore corporation Halliburton that has moved to Dubai, Pakistan, but will still get all the no-bid contracts on the ongoing war that, by the way, is going exactly as the Pentagon planned. Expand it, stay there, have chaos, exterminate the population. That's an official U.S. and Israeli documents. But, of course, you won't read them. You'll just make the decision to claim that it's not true what I just said. The people running the U.S., the people running England are working to destroy them. Do you understand that? In fact, I have all the mainstream articles right here in front of me where Tony Blair, the last thing he did leaving office last week, was to sign an executive order, which, again, has no force of law over the parliament, claiming that something Europe got to vote on 2 years ago, and the Europeans said, no, we don't want to lose all of our local courts. We don't want to lose our Bill of Rights. Under the EU Constitution, attacks on free speech, private property, all these things, it's billed but by the time it's on our media, it is billed as a human rights law. Oh, Tony Blair just wants human rights, a new law. And then you read it, and it puts England under the EU super courts. In fact, let me just go to PrisonPlanet.com because I have a bunch of articles I meant to print off and they're not here in the stack. But if you go down to the globalization section on the site. We have all the headlines. Treaty hands swaths of power to Brussels. That's the capital of the EU. Here's another one. Blair hands power to EU time bomb as treaty starts to unravel. Now, they always say that to fool you so it can pass. Over 90% in major polls. It was 80-plus, but when they did the secret deal, new polls just came out. Over 90% of the British people are against this. What's the government do? Both major parties, both the Conservative Tories and Labour, have circled the wagon and are announcing, sorry, that's the way it is, we're doing it. We're handing over total control of the EU to the EU of our government. And there he is, that traitor, right now on the television set, Gordon Brown. What a piece of filth. Oh, man, I just can't handle it anymore. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Coming up, I'm going to get into viruses that are in vaccines that attack your brain, but they tell you they're good for you. The good news is the people are waking up. The government is corrupt. Also, Michael Moore, 9/11 could be an inside job. Of course, on the heels of, he's putting out a movie about how socialized health care is good. So, it's Michael Moore or something else, man. We'll get into that. Oh, by the way, the EU earlier this week, this is mainstream news, said that if you say the EU is bad and you resist it politically, you're on a terrorist list. Folks, you can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just incredible. Do you know what's in the Patriot Act? I've read it. Man, it's scary. Do you know what's in the Military Commissions Act? Do you know what is in the Enemy Combatant Act? Do you know? Well, I do. And I read what Cheney just said. Cheney now claims if he just writes something, it's law. Folks, this is the same thing as saying that they can kill people on the White House lawn and barbecue people. But, I mean, hell, they might as well. They've said worse things in the memos. That they can torture children. I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone. But you're wedded to them because, well, I'm a conservative and they're better than Hillary. Don't you understand? Do you like being gamed and fooled? Don't you understand that they're running a bunch of dead horse candidates? I mean, Giuliani is more liberal in many cases than even Hillary. And more pro-war, so you like him. Giuliani, the penguin, the son of a known capo mob boss. I mean, this is what a joke we've become. You're like, I don't believe that. Go look it up. It's mainstream news. I didn't even know that until a few months ago, though. I thought, well, I thought he had mob connections. And then I went and read, my God, mainstream books and newspaper articles. Oh, my God. My point is that he will lose the Republican. If Giuliani was to win the Republican nomination, he would lose hands down against Democrats. No problem. And then you're going to get Hillary. You're going to get Hillary. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. Then Las Vegas, a month after I've been reporting that, did the odds, one of the biggest booking odds agencies, the big one that does all the NFL stuff. It's pretty exact name. It's NFL something. They, and several others did it too, did the analysis, and they said Ron Paul is the only one that can beat Hillary. Now they took him from 200-1 to 15-1, and now he's only 5-1. See, they're saying to win the Republican nomination. But if he was to win it, he could beat Hillary. And I'm not going to go through the whole breakdown and why. I've done that before. Most of you know why. That's why they're not giving him the attention. That's why the Republican Party in Iowa is blocking him from that televised forum that they're going to have. So there's going to be a giant demonstration there. They're not going to distract from Ron Paul. He's going to be out front talking to the cameras. Turns out the head of the Iowa group that's blocking Ron Paul from the next forum, they're not calling it a debate, it's a televised forum, a discussion, it is a debate, is one of John McCain's top campaign managers. He's the manager in that state, but also one of the on his board. And, of course, John McCain's not meant to win. He's a ringer, too, folks. They're running a bunch of old, broke-back horses against that demon-eyed, thoroughbred Hillary. While Fox Television and News Corp and Roger Ailes are advising her, and Rupert Murdoch has dinner with her each week for the last 4 years, they are behind her. They got the nerve to have Sean Hannity up there claiming his show's about defeating Hillary. Bull! It's about keeping you in your place and making sure as conservatives you don't actually wake up till it's too late. You ever heard of camouflage in the military? You ever heard of enemy forces dressing up in your own uniform? All these neocon talk show hosts, they dress up in conservative uniforms, and they walk right up to you when you turn your back. They stick that stiletto right in your neck. And you're like, oh, thank you, Hannity. Thank you, Wiener Savage.
Thank you, all of you. Oh, thank you for being traitors to the Republic. Oh, it's so sweet of you.
You just love losing. You love being conned. You love being gamed. See, I won't hear it sit here and tell you, you're a great American. You're a great American.
Oh, we're great Americans. Oh, America's great. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, we're the good guys. Oh, we're the da-da-da-da-da.
No, man, we're decadent. We're evil. We're in trouble. We've been overrun by foreign corporations that are literally looting us and selling us out and acting like the ship's going to sink. Well, I mean, folks, if 5 years ago you thought corporate moves overseas, and you thought the brain drain was bad in the U.S. For the first time in history, the people are leaving here, and the elite buying private islands was bad and escaping. That was like they'd taken the couches and maybe the bookshelves out. They're ripping the wallpaper off. They're taking out the chandeliers. They're ripping the sinks out of the country right now. I mean, they're pulling up the flooring, man, running out the back door with it. Hell, they're even pulling the walls out now. While wrapping themselves in American flags on the news going, America, oh yeah, fighting for your freedom. They just flap an American flag in front of you like a zombie. You go, oh, America, patriotic. It's this very Republican Party with the Democrats in league right now for total amnesty of convicted aggravated felons. They get tax exemption, no taxes for 5 years. That's in the bill. That's in there. But you're like, America, and you got your big old truck with big old tires and rebel flags and support the troop flags everywhere. You're driving around, having a few liquors. Oh, yeah, you're feeling real good right now, boy. America's doing so good for you. Everything's going to be all right. You're a country and you love America. I mean, that's the spirit of it. And I'm going, no, they've taken over. They're destroying the nation. They're lowering our defenses. They're totally selling us out. Mayday, 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 mayday. You just listen to that hardcore commie over there. And I'm like, no, actually, our own government funded the Soviets and funded the Maoists and funded them all. Here, they wrote books about it. Here, the people that did it admit it. Here's History Channel with the head of the CIA admitting they put Mao in. Shut up, commie. But no, I'm against the communists. I bet you are, commie. I just like Newt Gingrich. He said we should ban First Amendment and shut you up right now. And Trent Lott says shut down talk radio. I kind of like Hillary now. I like to be conservative. PrisonPlanet.com. We will come back and go right to your calls, I promise. And then we've got the new loving vaccines that attack your brain.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.